Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin focused his fiscal plan on five areas that he said need bold transformation and targeted investment.
We can reshape our education system to match the needs of our 21st century jobs, and we can put our money where our mouths have long been by providing child care benefits. We can create the best, most affordable health care system in America. We can rebuild our crumbling roads and bridges and improve our rail corridors. We can keep Vermont at the forefront of the clean energy revolution. And we can all do all of this while we build jobs and save money. That's what this budget is about.
Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility Executive Director Andrea Cohen was in the State House for the budget address.
One of the priorities that he outlined regarding investment in thermal efficiency and providing fuel assistance to low-income Vermonters was welcome news. Another thing that was very positive for us to hear was about investment in working lands and a $2.5 million investment in college tuition assistance. So there's certainly a lot of positive things in the budget address, but the devil's always in the details.
How the administration will pay for the state's planned single-payer system was a highly anticipated topic. The governor noted that a plan was being released describing the costs of universal health care, and he also said he plans to allocate money to buy back premium increases in a federal health care exchange. Vermonters for Healthcare Freedom Executive Director Jeffrey Wenberg found only a short amount of time was spent on health care funding issues.
The governor has very effectively kicked the can down the road regarding anything having to do with how Vermont is going to finance the health care reform and, you know, how we're going to pay for it. He's avoided those discussions, and he skillfully did the same again in this speech. Based on what he did say, it was very, very little, essentially no specifics and no surprises.
Vermont Campaign for Healthcare Security Executive Director Peter Sterling applauds the governor for making an effort to reduce large out-of-pocket and premium costs in the federally mandated healthcare exchange.
It's a partial step. It doesn't fully buy back the increased out-of-pocket costs. So we're disappointed the governor did not hold people harmless, meaning ensuring that everyone who's on a public adult public healthcare program now is not paying more when they enter the exchange in 2014.
Governor Shumlin is proposing an initiative to get more low-income Vermonters jobs by paying for child care with the earned income tax credit. Vermont Low-Income Advocacy Council legislative liaison Karen Lafayette.
A child care subsidy is absolutely of tremendous need and goes a long way to help working Vermonters have secure, good child care and allows them to continue to work. But when you take it away from another benefit, it just doesn't make sense.
Audio from the governor's budget address is courtesy of the Vermont Legislature's live web stream from Vermont Public Radio. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.